This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Minims Lidocaine and Fluorescein. Active ingredients, lidocaine hydrochloride monohydrate, and Fluorescein sodium. This leaflet provides important information about Minims Lidocaine and Fluorescein. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about Minims Lidocaine and Fluorescein. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I being given Minims Lidocaine and Fluorescein? Minims Lidocaine and Fluorescein contains the active ingredients lidocaine hydrochloride monohydrate and Fluorescein sodium. Lidocaine belongs to a group of medicines called local anesthetics, which temporarily numbs the surface of the eye. Fluorescein temporarily colors your eye orange or green and helps your doctor to examine them. Minims Lidocaine and Fluorescein is used to numb and stain the surface of your eyes for a short time only to allow your doctor to examine your eye. Most often, the eye drops are used to allow the pressure inside your eyes to be measured. What should I know before I'm given Minims Lidocaine and Fluorescein? Warnings. Do not be given Minims Lidocaine and Fluorescein if you are allergic to lidocaine, Fluorescein, any other local anesthetic, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. Check with your doctor if you have an inflamed eye, have allergies to any other medicines, foods, preservatives, or dyes, have any other medical conditions, take any medicines for any other condition. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? This medicine has been developed for use in the eye only. It should not be swallowed or injected. Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines and Minims Lidocaine and Fluorescein may interfere with each other. These medicines may be affected by Minims Lidocaine and Fluorescein, or may affect how well it works. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Minims Lidocaine and Fluorescein. How will I be given Minims Lidocaine and Fluorescein? How much is given? Your doctor will put the correct number of drops of Minims Lidocaine and Fluorescein into your eyes before starting the procedure on your eyes. Your doctor will not give you a prescription for your own use. The usual dose is one or more drops into your eyes as required before starting the procedure on your eyes. The number of times your doctor will put drops in your eyes will depend on the type and length of the procedure to be performed. Your eye drops are not intended for long-term use. Frequent use of local anesthetic in the eye over long periods of time may affect your eyesight. If you are wearing contact lenses, you will be asked to remove them before putting in the eye drops. You may put your contact lenses back into your eye after the numbness has worn off, or when your doctor tells you to. If too much Minims Lidocaine and Fluorescein is given, the doctor giving you Minims Lidocaine and Fluorescein will be experienced in its use, so it is unlikely that you will be given an overdose. If too many drops have accidentally been put into your eyes, immediately rinse your eyes with warm water. Accidental swallowing of the solution is unlikely to cause any bad side effects due to the low content of lidocaine and Fluorescein. If you think that you or anyone else may have swallowed Minims Lidocaine and Fluorescein, you should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center in Australia. Phone 131126. In New Zealand, phone 0800764766. Or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know, after being given minims lidocaine and fluorescein? Things you should do. Protect your eyes from dust. You should protect your anesthetized eye from dust particles, which could cause infections. Things you should not do. Do not touch or rub your eye while your eye is numb. You may scratch the surface of the eye and damage it. Your doctor will put a patch over your eye after finishing the procedure to protect your eye and stop you from touching it, driving, or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how minims lidocaine and fluorescein affects you. This medicine generally does not cause any problems with your ability to drive the car or use machines. However, it may cause blurred vision for a short time when it is given. Allow enough time to regain clear vision before driving or using machines. Looking after your medicine, minims lidocaine and fluorescein will be stored by your doctor or nurse in a refrigerator, 2 to 8 degrees Celsius. The eye drops should not be frozen or exposed to strong light. When to discard your medicine, your doctor or nurse will discard each single dose unit and any remaining solution in it immediately after use. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. Your doctor or nurse will dispose of any unused medicine. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Eyes. Irritation or feeling of having something in the eye. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Symptoms of an allergic reaction, such as shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing. Swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body. Rash, itching, or hives on the skin. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects online. In Australia, go to www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. In New Zealand, go to https://nzphvc.otago.ac.nz/reporting. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What minims lidocaine and fluorescein contains. Active ingredients. Main ingredient. Lidocaine hydrochloride monohydrate, 4% weight by volume. Fluorescein sodium, 0.25% weight by volume. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Povidone, hydrochloric acid, purified water. Do not be given this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. The eye drops do not contain any preservatives. What minims lidocaine and fluorescein looks like. Minims lidocaine and fluorescein come in single dose units, tubes containing 0.5 milliliters of a clear, fluorescent red-orange solution. Each tube is wrapped in a polyester/paper blister. The blisters are packed in cartons of 20 units, Ostar 3, 2, 2, 7, 2. Who distributes minims lidocaine and fluorescein? In Australia, minims lidocaine and fluorescein is supplied by Bush and Lomb, Australia Pty Ltd. Level 2, 12 Help Street, Chatswood, New South Wales 2067. Phone 1-800-251-150. In New Zealand, minims lidocaine and fluorescein is supplied by Bush and Lomb, NZ Limited, care of Bell Gully, Auckland Vero Centre, 48 Shortland Street, Auckland 1140, New Zealand. Toll-free number 0508375394. This leaflet was prepared in May 2024.